It's time to check in with the slot machine, ladies and gentlemen, exclusively here only on the Silver and Black. Today, it's time for 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro.
Some call him the slot machine. Others call him Third and Renfro. It's time for our weekly conversation with Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Hunter Renfro. You're tuned into 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro, exclusively on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
On this second down and four, Carr can't take a sack. He knows it. Back into the pocket. Throws deep down the middle. Renfro got it into the end zone. Touchdown. A remarkable grab by Hunter Renfro.
Okay, so it ended up not being a touchdown, but it was dang close. And Hunter, welcome back to the show. And I know it's disappointing to lose your first game of the season, but how's the team reacting, and what will happen? Based yesterday, what you saw happen, excuse me, what do you guys take from yesterday's lesson and the loss at Foxborough?
Yeah, it was a not the outcome we wanted. We made it close there right before the half, but yeah, well, we can take a lot from that. We just gotta execute. We gotta play better. I think when we have the momentum, we gotta capitalize on it. I think Jonathan Abrams did a good job of sparking us early with the big pick, and then we were able to get 3 points, so we'd like to get seven there. And then as the game went along, we just missed some opportunities where we could capitalize on some momentum, and we didn't. But we got a long way to go. But, hey, it's the third game of the season. We got a long season to go for sure.
Hunter, how much – not pressure, that's the wrong word, but how much did you feel was kind of on your shoulders since the Patriots were doing everything in their ability to take Darren Waller out of the game? You just knew, or did you know that you were going to have a much bigger game, which you did?
Not really. I think you watch some – even the great players. I mean, Michael Jordan gets double teams, he still beats them, right? So you knew Darren Waller was going to have a great game, and you knew that he was going to be able to fight through some double coverages and that sort. But I think the good thing about our offense and our receiving core and tight ends is, I mean, we're all professional athletes, so we all have a chance to go out there and make plays. We all, I think, are explosive enough to make the plays. We just got to go out there and execute, and I didn't feel like we necessarily did that yesterday, but I guess we can learn from it and get against the Bills this week coming up.
Hunter Renfro is with us here on 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro. And Hunter, one of the things that has been, you know, had gone so well through two games was how efficient you guys had been on offense. I mean, very rarely were you finding yourself in third and long. Yesterday, it was the opposite of the case. Was that, again, what you said about just executing better, or was it also the Patriots? I mean, they got a dang good defense, especially on the outside.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you play a team like the Patriots, who don't make very many mistakes, they kind of force you to make your own mistakes. You got to be able to execute. You got to be efficient. And I felt like the first 2 weeks we were. We kind of got ahead of the chains. Our running game was going. Then we'd hit some passes, and we'd have a lot of those third and one, third and two, third and threes, whereas this game we kind of got behind the sticks, behind the chains, behind schedule, and we found ourselves a lot of third and six, third and seven, third and eight, and a little deeper, and those are tough to convert. And if we can't convert those, then we got to punt the ball, and the defense is out there for a long time, and we're not helping them out and giving them any breaks. And so it's a team game. It really is. And it all stems from staying on schedule, like you said, being efficient. And if we can do that, then we can kind of play our tempo and be able to control the game. And so, we've got to be more efficient for sure.
Speaking of being a team game, how long does it take to kind of get back to town, look at the film, discuss what went wrong, and then flush it and prepare for the next week's game, which you mentioned is the Buffalo Bills at your house?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of NFL football is we play 16 games, regular season games, and so win or lose, you don't let your highs be too high and your lows be too low. You're on to the next one. I think I said this the other day, but in college if you lose one game, like at Clemson, if we lost one game, I mean, it was going to be tough to win the national championship, or if we lost two games. In the NFL, you can lose five or six and still win the Super Bowl. And so it's always about getting better. It's always about, all right, let's take what we did last game, and whether it's good or bad, and learn from it and go out there and apply it and practice that week. And in 6.5 days, you're playing another game. And so That's the beauty of NFL football for sure.
Hunter, yesterday, of course, it's a team game, like you said, but your individual performance, 6 catches, 84 yards, and a touchdown, including that long reception. That drive at the end of the first half, walk us through that play a little bit in that two-minute offense and how you guys approached it in heading into halftime.
Yeah, I think the two-minute offense part of our offense, we take a lot of pride in it. We know usually there's points to be had if we can execute. And it's usually the game online or right before half and have a chance to double up and be able to score right before the half and then get the ball coming out the second half and be able to score both times. And so I think we did a great job of kind of getting a long completion to Brian Edwards down the sideline. And then we took a shot with Nelson, Nelly, and got the PI. And so we didn't have that much time to execute it, but we were going right down the field. I think we had some timeouts. And Derek did a great job, and offensive line did a great job picking up the guys. And then, yeah, that's something we had worked on, that little concept, and it came open. They played one high, and we hit it. And then Foster did a great job of scoring right there before the half and gave us some momentum. But something that we'd like to, I guess, capitalize on coming in the future is carrying that momentum like we did in the Saints game in the second half and applying it.
Yeah, and real quick on that too, Hunter. So you catch the ball, you're ruled down at the one, a little short of the one, actually. Now, as a player, you know, when people are sitting at home and they're watching, like, do you get up and tell the referee I was in, or what do you do? Because I know you're a good guy.
Yeah.
You want to be truthful and all that, but how does that go down? Did you know you weren't quite over the line?
Yeah, Nelson, like, ran up to me, and he was, like, excited. And first I saw the flag, so I was like, hopefully it wasn't on us. And then I knew as soon as I caught it and I hit the ground, I wasn't in. So it's funny, but I think that's like the most embarrassing thing ever is whenever a guy scores and he knows he didn't score. Like he goes to catch a ball and he knows he dropped it or he knows he wasn't in and he goes and celebrates. And then he looks like an idiot coming back whenever it's not a touchdown. So I didn't want that to be, celebrate too early.
Hunter, you just mentioned the flags, and you said, oh, no, I hope that wasn't on us. That's something that the Raiders, you guys have been able to do really well this year, is be pretty penalty-free. Now, you had a few more on Sunday than normal than you have so far in the season. I mean, you only had 6 going into the game, but that's really, really good for Raiders who are notorious, you know, for having a bunch of penalties. What have you guys been doing to work on that specifically so that has not been one of your guys' Achilles heel?
Yeah, I think just being disciplined and practice. I think everything stems from practice, right? I think you learn the habits and you develop those habits in practice, and so that when the game day comes, you're able to just play free. And it's supposed to be harder in practice, and we go against harder. I go against LaMarcus Joyner every day, and Abrams, and all these really good players, so that I'm not overwhelmed when I see Stephon Gilmore and all these great players, and so. I think it starts in practice and being disciplined in practice, not jumping off sides, not having holding calls, and then a great job by our coaching staff of if we do make a mistake, if they do something where we can clean up some technique to be able to point it out and then have great guys on the team to be able to go and correct it. So I think we've done a better job, especially since last year when I got here, but we still have a long way to go for sure.
Hunter Renfro is with us here on 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro, sponsored by the Laborers Local 872. And Hunter, talk about how you're feeling overall, just as far as your game itself. You know, you work hard on your route running and all that stuff. What are you seeing out there on the field, and what's different for you as the weeks progress?
I think the game's slowing down a little bit. I think last year, it started so fast, and I was just worried about where to get lined up and what the play call was, right? And so I think this year it's those things as well as seeing the coverages. And all right, so it's too high here. The Mike linebacker is not going to let me get inside of him, so maybe he can attack him inside more and then come out, whereas just running out and then being covered. So it's little things like that. I think the rapport with Derek – my teammates, just being able to talk through some plays with him on the sideline has helped out a lot, and what he's seeing and what I'm seeing and what Darren Waller is seeing. And I think just the game itself is slowing down a little bit, but it's fun. I know it wasn't the result we wanted this week, but it's been a fun last couple of weeks. It really has, and I'm excited about Buffalo and Kansas City and the bye week and then going from there. So it's a good time.
Talking right now with a Raiders slot receiver, Hunter Renfro, here on Raider Nation Radio 920. And you mentioned Buffalo. What are the keys, Hunter? What are your thoughts on a tough Buffalo Bills team? It's 3-0 coming into Allegiant Stadium. What are going to be the keys for the Raiders to come out of there with a W?
I think, just like I said earlier, staying ahead of the chains, getting the run game going. They're a really good team. They were in the playoffs last year, obviously. I think they're 3-0. I believe they're 3-0. I could be wrong, but
they are. Yep.
Yeah, they're 3-0, and so they're a really good team. They're playing with a lot of confidence, so we just got to stay ahead of the chain and have fun. We're 1-0 in Allegiant Stadium, and we'd like to keep that going at 2-0. I think we would all agree in a locker room that we played our best football against the Saints, and it was in that stadium. And so I think there's just something special about that stadium, and it's going to be fun being able to play there again.
All right, Hunter Renfro has been our guest here on 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro. Hunter, thanks again, man, and we will see you out on the field on Sunday at the Death Star, as they call it. Take care, and again, thank you for the time today.
Absolutely. Thank you all. Let's get 1-0 this week.
All right, there you go.
That's right.
Hunter Renfro. This was 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro, heard exclusively here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio 920, brought to you by our friends at the Laborers Local 872. And I think, Q, that's the issue, man, is, you know, NFL players, you know, as fans, I think we take things so dire, whereas you talk to these guys, they can't do that. They got to go on to the next game. Your question specifically about, hey, how long do you digest this, just like a win or a loss? How long do you digest this and then move forward? Because if you don't, guess what's going to happen? You're going to end up going to the next game carrying over baggage, and that's not going to do you well.
No, you can't let one loss beat you twice. I mean, you just can't.
Absolutely.
And that's what happens if you dwell on the fact that you lost to the Patriots. Like Hunter said, hey, look, 2-1, 1-0 at Allegiant Stadium. Keep that thing rolling. Got a very tough Buffalo Bills team coming in on Sunday, so you got to, you know, play your tail off. And so that's what they're going to have to do.